The Happy Rainbow.
Phai lo tích chói hồng.
A story about Tom learning to express his different feelings through colors.
这是关于汤姆如何通过颜色表达他的不同感受的故事.
One day, Tom saw a rainbow.
一天, 汤姆看到了一道彩虹.
The rainbow had many colors.
彩虹有很多颜色.
It was beautiful.
它很美.
Tom thought about colors.
汤姆想到了颜色.
Red is like fire.
红色像火.
When he felt angry, he thought of red.
他感到愤怒时, 他想到红色.
Blue is like the sky.
蓝色像天空.
When he felt sad, he thought of blue.
当他感到悲伤时, 他想到蓝色.
Green is like leaves.
绿色像叶子.
When he felt calm, he thought of green.
他感到平静时, 他想到绿色.
Purple is like flowers.
紫色像花.
When he felt happy, he thought of purple.
他感到快乐时, 他想到紫色.
Tom smiled at his feelings.
汤姆对他的感受微笑.
He started to talk about them.
他开口谈论他们.
Each color was his feelings.
每种颜色都代表他的感受.
Red was anger.
红色是愤怒.
Blue was sadness.
蓝色是悲伤.
Green was calm.
绿色是平静.
Purple was happiness.
紫色是快乐.
For Tom, talking about his feelings was good.
对汤姆来说, 谈谈他的感受是好的.
Lee's favorite recipes.
尼亚最喜欢的食谱.
Lee visits the market for fresh vegetables, fruits, and other ingredients.
尼亚去市场寻找新鲜的蔬菜、水果和其他食材.
She discovers new foods and learns how to make simple meals.
她发现了新的食物，学习如何准备简单的饭菜.
Today, Lee wakes up early.
今天, 尼亚早早起床.
She wants to go to the market.
她想去市场.
The market is busy.
市场很热闹.
There are many fresh vegetables and fruits.
那里有很多新鲜的蔬菜和水果.
Lee buys some tomatoes and spinach.
尼亚买了一些番茄和菠菜.
She also buys a melon.
她还买了甜瓜.
Lee goes home happily.
尼亚快乐地回家了.
She wants to make a new dish for dinner.
她想为晚餐做一道新菜.
Lee washes the vegetables first.
尼亚先洗菜.
Then, she cuts the tomatoes.
然后, 她切番茄.
She puts spinach in the pot.
她把菠菜放进锅里.
Tomatoes go in the pot, too.
番茄也进锅.
She adds a little salt.
她加了一点盐.
The dish tastes good.
菜的味道很好.
Lee is happy.
尼亚很高兴.
Anna arrives in a magical land where everything is made of basic shapes and bright colors.
安娜抵达了一个神奇的国家, 那里的一切都由基本的形状和明亮的颜色组成.
She explores this world by naming colors and learns which shapes can be doors or windows.
她通过说出颜色的名字来探索这个世界, 并学习哪些形状可以是门窗.
The first thing she encounters is a tall red tree.
她首先遇到的是一棵高大的红色树.
She learns how colors change to express different emotions.
她学习如何通过颜色的变化来表达不同的情感.
Next, she comes across a blue lake.
接下来, 她遇到了一片蓝色的湖.
The color of the lake changes with the weather.
湖的颜色随着天气的变化而改变.
One day, the lake is a sunny yellow.
有一天, 湖面是阳光明媚的黄色.
Then, as it grows cold, the lake turns deep green.
接下来, 天气变冷, 湖变成了深绿色.
Anna meets a rainbow-colored bird.
安娜遇见了一只彩虹色的鸟.
The bird communicates by changing colors.
这只鸟通过改变颜色来交流.
Anna follows the bird and finds a house made of yellow bricks.
安娜跟随鸟, 发现了一座由黄色砖块建造的房子.
Inside the house, there is furniture of different shapes.
房子内有各种形状的家具.
She discovers that the sofa is triangular.
她发现沙发是三角形的.
The bed is round and as soft as cotton.
床是圆形的, 柔软得像棉花.
Each time Anna tries to open the door, it changes shape.
每次安娜尝试打开门时, 门会改变形状.
Eventually, she learns that the color of the door is the key to opening it.
最终, 她发现门的颜色是打开的关键。
It finally opens when it matches the color of white.
与白色的门颜色相配时,她终于打开了。
Anna understands the role of every color and shape.
安娜明白了每种颜色和形状的角色。
She realizes everything conveys a message.
她意识到所有一切都在传达信息。
Through this experience, Anna learns magic.
通过这次经历,安娜学习到了魔法。
She decides to stay in this magical place.
她决定停留在这个神奇的地方。
This world is her new home.
这个世界是她的新家。
The perfect dinner.
完美的晚餐。
Max and Sophie dine in an upscale restaurant. They practice how to politely communicate with the waiter, order drinks and food, and comment on the quality of the meal.
马克思和索菲安在一家高档餐厅用餐。他们练习如何有礼貌地与服务员沟通，点饮料和食物，并对食物的质量发表评论。
A journey around the world.
环游世界之旅。
Julia travels through different countries and learns about cultural differences.
茱莉亚游历不同的国家，了解文化差异。
She shares her experiences and describes the traditions of various countries.
她分享她的经历，并描述不同国家的传统。
In Spain, she attended local festival celebrations.
在西班牙，她参加了当地的节日庆典。
She really enjoyed participating in these vibrant traditional activities.
她很喜欢参与这种充满活力的传统活动。
In India, she explored temples and spiritual rituals.
在印度，她探索了寺庙和精神仪式。
These experiences helped her understand the diversity of the world better.
这些经历帮助她更好地理解世界的多样性。
She noticed the uniqueness of each country in terms of food.
她注意到了每个国家在食物方面的独特之处。
The cuisine of Italy amazed her.
意大利的美食令她赞叹不已。
She tried various kinds of pasta and pizza.
她尝试了各种各样的意大利面和披萨。
By interacting with locals, she better understood their way of life.
通过与当地人交流,她更加理解了当地的生活方式。
This cultural exchange broadened her horizons.
这种文化交流丰富了她的视野。
During these travels, she discovered a passion for language learning.
在这些旅行中,她发现自己对语言学习充满了热情。
She started learning Spanish and Italian.
她开始学习西班牙语和意大利语。
Through her journey, she realized that language is the key to understanding culture.
通过她的旅程,她意识到语言是了解文化的钥匙。
She plans to continue learning more languages to deepen her explorations.
她计划继续学习更多的语言,深化她的探索。
In her view, traveling is not only for relaxation but also for learning and growth.
在她看来, 旅行不仅是为了放松,更是为了学习和成长。
Julia's story inspired many to explore the world.
茱莉亚的故事激励了许多人去探索世界。
Her journey created a buzz on social media.
她的旅程在社交媒体上引起了轰动。
People were drawn to her adventurous spirit.
人们被她的冒险精神所吸引。
The evolution of fashion.
时尚的演变。
Sebastian, a fashion designer, reflects on the changes in the fashion world over the decades.
塞巴斯蒂安,一位时装设计师,反思了几十年来时尚界的变化。 他描述了历史和文化对服装的影响,并讨论了个人风格的重要性。
He contemplates how fashion is profoundly influenced by historical events.
他思考着时尚是如何深受历史事件的影响。
As he ponders these changes, he observes that each era had its unique style.
在思考这些变化的同时,他看到每个时代都有独特的风格。
The opulent embellishments of the early 20th century starkly contrast with the hippie vibe of the 1970s.
20世纪初奢华的修饰与1970年代的嬉皮风形成鲜明对比。
He believes firmly that every design choice reflects the cultural backdrop behind it.
他深信每个设计选择都反映了其背后的文化背景。
Fashion has never existed in a vacuum, it is always a reflection of the zeitgeist.
时尚从未在真空中存在过，它总是一个时代精神的反映。
He realizes that personal style is more important than ever.
他意识到个人风格比以往任何时候都更重要。
Fashion expresses individuality, and it should not be drowned by prevailing trends.
时尚表达人们的个性，它不应被当前潮流吞没。
He turns to contemporary fashion, amazed by its experimental nature.
他转向当代时尚，惊讶于其实验性质。
Bold colors, whimsical cuts, and innovative materials define modern trends.
强烈的色彩，异想天开的剪裁和创新的材料定义了现代潮流。
He cherishes this diversity and incorporates it into his own designs.
他喜欢这种多样性并将其融入自己的设计中。
For him, fashion is not just about garments.
对他来说，时尚不仅仅是衣服。
It is expression, performance, and proclamation.
时尚是表达、表现和宣言。
He muses how garments bring people together.
思考服装是如何将人们聚集在一起的。
Crowds of fashion aficionados navigate the shows in Paris and Milan.
成群的时尚爱好者在巴黎和米兰的秀场中游走。
During these gatherings, trends for the coming year are discussed and defined.
在这些聚会上, 人们讨论并定义了来年的趋势。
Participants showcase their latest creations, sparking inspiration.
参与者们展示了他们最新的创造，激发了灵感。
These shows are a confluence of art, commerce, and craftsmanship.
这些秀是艺术、商业和工艺的结合。
As the lights dim, he returns to his studio.
随着灯光熄灭，他回到自己的工作室。
Into the night, he ponders the true essence of fashion and its role in society.
夜幕降临，思考着时尚的本质以及它在社会中的角色。